100 Side Hustles. Unexpected ideas for making extra money without quitting your day job. Author, Chris Guillebeau. It's common that most people are never really satisfied with what they have. They always want more. Even in their jobs, people can have 9-to-5 workday that they absolutely love. But they would still look for something else. Something that they can control and make all the decisions for. Something different from what they spend the whole day doing. Something that is fun, and it wouldn't hurt if they could get extra bucks out of it. Most people are looking for a side hustle. Some may have the misconception that the side hustle is another version of employment or something that takes more than it gives. Others even see it as a hobby that you can just enjoy doing, but that's all what you can get out of it. Making candles via YouTube. Mark Gaskins was a bartender and had a business on the side for kitchen equipment. His side business was only beneficial in the wedding season. And then one day, the bar he worked in burned, and his side job turned to be a full-time one. And since the job didn't support him all year long, he had to find something else to support it. He started buying candles and selling them on Amazon. It worked well, so he thought of taking one more step. He decided that he'll make the candles instead of buying them. And he did. He searched on YouTube, started watching do-it-yourself videos, and began to practice. He faced issue along the way, but nothing too major not to overcome. He managed to have an income of $43,000 a year, and his business keeps growing by the day. A colorful memory of a loved one. Marco Billmeyer was walking and came across a funeral director's store, and he was hit with an idea. All the funeral urns looked dull for him without any colors or decorations. So with assistance from his friend, Daniel Mack, they decided to do something new. They started a webpage that gave you a huge selection of colorful urns. They used different materials and designs and even allowed the buyers to customize their own. And 6 months later, their project started to work. The project has been successfully going for the last 3 years, and their profit is estimated to be around $5,000 a month. They created happiness out of what was supposed to be a sad memory. Letters from Santa. Bri Larea had just graduated from college, had a part-time job, and a lot of time on her hands. She was bored and she needed extra money, so she thought about a skill that can help her in that. She knew that she was good with a pen, but she didn't know that she could write. One day, she got the idea of making letters that are handwritten by Santa. She posted ads and drafted some, but no one was interested. Bri was discouraged, but she decided to find a way to make her idea work, and she did. Bri started customizing the letters more by sending the parents a questionnaire that would help her understand the child's personality better. And she included one package of reindeer food to each letter, and that seemed to do the trick. Her seasonal profit is $5,000 a year. And now every year, when December comes, Bri knows that Santa is coming to town, and he is bringing her some money along. The Confetti Project. Yelena Aleksic had glitter thrown at her at a party, then went to a concert and got some confetti and kept them in her pocket to keep a memory of the day. And that was all it took for a side hustle to happen. One sad day, she took the confetti out and got an instant reminder of all the happiness that she felt on the day. She loved the feeling, and she wanted others to experience it as well. She started doing photo shoots using confetti. It didn't seem like that big of a thing. She was literally just taking pictures of people while throwing confetti at them. But the way she did it, so uniquely, lively, and funny, that made people feel some things that were magical during the session. It was a huge success, and her income in the first 3 months of 2018 was $15,000. She let us learn that it doesn't have to be the biggest thing. You only need to be passionate about something, and people will feel the same way. Cheap flights. Scott Key's main job was covering political campaigns all around the country, and that included many flights. most of the airlines gave a perk of adding flyer miles as a reward for frequent travelers, and they can use them in other flights instead of paying for tickets. And Scott was keen on using this perk for his favor. He religiously studied the program and figured out how to get the most out of it. And being the generous person that he was, Scott decided to share his knowledge with his close friends, and he created an email list for them. Over the next year and a half, this email list grew from around 20 friends to 300 people. Everyone likes a good deal, and Scott was offering just that. And one time, Scott shared a map on Facebook showing a two-month trip that he was going with his girlfriend, and he won't spend a penny. All the flights will be paid for by the Flyer Miles program. One of his friends shared the map with a journalist who deemed it interesting enough to be published. And that was the first step into creating the side hustle that benefited him greatly. He got quickly famous, so he decided to let subscribers join the email list for free while creating a new one with monthly fees that would include extra stuff. The number of people grew, and he earned a seven-figure number per year just by sharing tips and tricks to everyone interested in saving some money. Post-maternity leave course. After Lori Mihalish-Livin went back to work after having her second baby, she was shocked to feel the difference. She found herself crying on the kitchen floor for so many days while trying to establish a healthy work-life balance. She tried to find help online, but there was nothing there. And once she managed to pick herself back up, she decided to do something about that. Lori created a curriculum to help new mothers get back to work without going through all the hardships that she suffered to overcome. She had four main elements to focus on, so she created a timeline of 4 weeks. And since she knew how busy mothers could get, she made all the lessons to be less than 30 minutes. She named her project Mindful Return. And since she was not an expert in all the topics that should be covered, she made sure to have a staff of experts to ensure that the right information will be delivered. The course was sold for $99, and she encouraged the employers to buy it for their employees. Her technique was successful, and more than 30 companies have it. Instead of dwelling on her rough experience, Lori took actions to stop it from happening to anyone else. And it didn't hurt that she now has an additional monthly income of $2,500. Lip balms. Kara Cuffell was surfing the internet for a handmade Christmas gift when she stumbled across a recipe that taught you how to make a lip balm. She was interested and soon got her friend Megan Lucky to help her out by mixing and matching ingredients to make nice ones. It was fun and easy, and once their family members received them, they started asking for more. So the two friends decided to turn it into a business to cover the costs at least. It all worked well, and Kara snatched an opportunity to sell their product in a local coffee shop. Then they expanded to sell in fairs. What really gave their business a serious success boost was when a woman who managed a gift shop for the Abraham Lincoln Library and Museum became interested in their product and wanted to sell it. The problem was that they had to find a way of linking it to Lincoln. They both came up with a clever solution of matching the lip balm scents to Lincoln's favorite desserts. And that worked nicely. Kara and Megan now have a yearly profit of $55,000. And if you ever find yourself in Springfield, Illinois, make sure to pick up a treat like a lemon pie lip balm or even a gingerbread one. Create your own hustle. These few ideas were only a glimpse of the 100 that Chris Gillibo gathered in his book. Some of the ideas were realistic and others seemed crazy. Some took loads of work and others are super easy. Some were funny and others can make you a bit emotional. But one thing all of these stories had in common, that they were clever and they were needed by people at one point, and that's why they worked. Gillibo makes sure to mention all the hardships that these people went through, because the road to success is never easy. You may crumble and fall, and that's okay, as long as you can get back up. Because in all of the examples that are mentioned above, getting up is immensely rewarding. And not just for the money, but for you, for your own success, and by default, for your own happiness. So get up and hassle away. It's well worth the effort, and the result can truly rock your world.